You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, thankfully, obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. Kevin McCullough,
Well, you probably didn't know this, but a major slave liberation got underway yesterday. Human trafficking thwarted because there were at least 10 people who gained their freedom, and it wasn't reported by any news network. I'll tell you about it right now. Coming up, Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
After 5 years as a slave, I was losing hope. Then one day, I had good news. There was someone who came to our area to free us, to bring us back to South Sudan.
That is the firsthand story of someone who has been liberated from terrorist captives. I'm not overstating the case, friends. You just, Kev, what are you talking about? Now, do you remember when those guys trapped themselves in those caves in South Asia last year? And like the whole world, for like 5-6 weeks, were like, what are they going to do? And can they win? Can they swim and get up over the hill and then get back down and get out of the cave? And like nobody even told them to go into the cave. They just, you know, some soccer team thinking that they were hot stuff, and they went off into a cave and they did it. But what happened? What happened? The whole world stopped. And they said, oh, my goodness, these 11 people are trapped. And then they got freed. You remember the coal miners? Remember the different times that people have been? Or what about that group that was in the cave down in South America a year or so ago? Like these stories, and the whole world like comes to a standstill. Well, let me tell you something. Yesterday, listeners to this show identified 10 or 11 people that have been held in slavery in North Sudan and listened to God as he was moving in their hearts, and they said, we're going to liberate those guys. So did the TV trucks pull up? Did the anchors jump out with their microphone and say, how did you feel being liberated from? No, nobody was there. Nobody was there. Because the world doesn't care about the slaves of North Sudan. Most of the world doesn't. This microphone does. This show does. The people that listen to this show do. Because while we started with 96 people needing to be rescued yesterday, today the need is somewhere in the mid to low 80s, because those 10 or 11 slaves were spoken for and freed yesterday. The actual liberation will come, but the work to get it done is finished, thanks to you. Now, my only question is, what about the other 85, 86, whatever the number is? Will you help us? 877-882-0792. Joel Vanderspeck is back with us. He's the director of all things CSI in the United States. And he also gets on the ground and goes to all these places. You were in Sudan in October. You were in Nigeria in June. Mm-hmm. Joel, you're a busy guy.
It's a privilege to get out there, Kevin, and I'm representing your listeners who are donating, and I'm bringing these stories back to encourage them to say, yes, it's being done, and thank you for giving, because people are being liberated from slavery. And we can say this, those that do give, they are modern-day abolitionists.
Yeah.
They're freeing people from slavery. Imagine that.
Yeah, and no TV cameras reporting any of it.
I love what you said, Kevin. It's absolutely true. This should be headline news around the world. But thank you for making the headline news on your station.
Well, we're glad to do that. Let's talk a little bit about, for people that are just tuning in for the first time, what it is we're doing here. We are rescuing who from where?
We are rescuing people from South Sudan who have been abducted by Islamists during the civil war, which went until 2005. They've been held in captivity for upwards of 20 plus years, and they need to be freed from slavery. We have a slave liberation team that goes in, negotiates with these slave owners. We don't pay them any money. We offer them a cattle vaccine, and that cattle vaccine helps their cattle stay alive during the drought, during the dry season of the year. They value their cattle more than they do these Christian slaves. So by giving them the cattle vaccine, we secure the release of a slave, and we're freeing upwards of 2,000 people per year. As long as we can secure, you know, the funds, people in the United States giving, we can free more people from slavery. And that's what's being done. I saw it with my own eyes some weeks ago. I was there on the ground where I saw 417 South Sudanese, most of them are Christians, who were forced into Islam, now liberated, free to go back to their families, free to go back to their churches, free to worship Jesus again. For the first time in so many years.
I'm so excited to be able to realize what that number is on an annual basis, about 2,000 slaves, because mm-hmm. in 2018, the listeners to my combined radio shows, I think, liberated just shy of 400, which meant, amazing. Friend, that those of you listening right now, you played a huge role in everything that CSI did. Mm-hmm. So thank you. But for those of you that are just new to the process, it is a fact. Slavery is more predominant today. It is more used today. It is practiced more today than at any point in human history, Joel. And people mm-hmm. don't realize that that's true, because we largely live in the West, where slavery is seen as immoral and for just reasons. But slavery is actually a huge problem worldwide.
It is. There's more slavery going on today than ever before in the history of mankind. And it can be depressing to hear that. But the good news is that we're actually able to do something about it. You know, when you read news stories and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, it's difficult. You know, you feel hopeless. You feel helpless. But here in this situation with CSI's work on the ground, and we're the only organization helping free people from slavery. And by the way, there's still tens of thousands that are enslaved mm-hmm. waiting. They're praying. They're praying for their freedom. And imagine, Kevin, I mean, you know, we read through the history books. My parents lived through World War II in Europe, and they, you know, saw the atrocities of their day, of people being abducted and brought to gas chambers, or think about the slavery that took place and the Underground Railroad. We think to ourselves, if I was there, would I not have tried to do something about it? To stop people being sent to the gas chambers in Europe, or people being enslaved here in this country. But here in today's day and age, when there's more slavery going on than ever before, but we have a chance to do something about it today.
Yeah. 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792 is the number. And friends, it's as simple as a 2-minute phone call. You call and you get a friendly voice on the other side. If you are able to do a one-time gift of $250, you will set a slave free. Basically, that's what it costs, and that's what will happen with it. If you can't do that amount, if you need to break that up over a couple of months, you can still accomplish that. So if you can give $75 a month or $50 a month, it may take just a couple of more months to get your ability to do that done, but that will still liberate a South Sudanese slave. And it's important to point out, Joel, that these people are enslaved primarily because they are Christians. The northern jihadist Muslims that take them as slaves can't do that if they're fellow Muslims. Their faith doesn't allow them to do that. But because they are not practitioners of Islam, because they are Christians, because they were in the South, they were given permission to do that by their imams and their faith. And so they did, by the hundreds of thousands mm-hmm. During the Sudanese Civil War. Mm-hmm. Well, that war came to an end in large measure because of efforts by CSI. They got their independence in large measure by efforts from CSI. And now, while the world called for an end to the slave raids, they didn't do anything to liberate the slaves that were actually there. So CSI is again stepping up and saying, guys, this is injustice. And we need to not rest until every one of those slaves gets to go home to their families. And they've been at it now since the late 1990s. And there are over 100,000 people that had been liberated because of efforts just like what we're engaged in here. So, friends, I need you to go to the phone, 877-882-0792. When we come back, I want you to meet and kind of, if you can, live in the experience and story of a couple of people that have been liberated and what they have gone through in their own words as they first told their story upon being liberated and returning to the South to CSI directly. We have a few of these that we'll share with you today. Friends, I also want to make one other mention. If you can give a gift of $250, either $50 for 5 months or $250 one time or any combination thereof, in this hour, we have a very special challenge I want to tell you about. A donor from CSI that wants to encourage you to give that gift today. 877-882-0792. Straight ahead, Kevin McCullough.
Timothy Christian School in Piscataway invites you to their next preview day on Thursday, March 21st from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Timothy Christian offers a pre-K through 12th grade education with excellent academics and intentional character development, taught by caring teachers in a safe environment. They prepare your child for eternity by laying the academic and spiritual foundation needed to succeed. Visit Timothy Christian's preview day on March 21st. For more information, visit timothychristian.org. Prepare your child for college and for life.
Come and be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel. The Stand With Israel Tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December the 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 570 The Mission, WMCA, for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. So call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEMISSION. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't you want to? Well, now is the perfect time to give our friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans a call. Home values are up, the housing market is strong, and interest rates are still low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you can possibly eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you'll deal directly with the decision makers who will save you money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this complex process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 60134.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's ETHOS. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it wasn't on the front pages, but it should have been. Those of you listening to this show yesterday, you stepped up, and there are approximately a dozen slaves that have now been spoken for and will be liberated because of your generosity. People that have lived their life in slavery for the better part of most of their adult life. And you made the difference. So those of you that did, thank you. For the ones that we have not yet reached, and there are at least 80 plus more that we know that we can liberate this year that we have not yet done so. And we're so eager to try to help. And thank you to those of you that are praying about it. I just want you to go to the phone and make the gift now, 877-882-0792, because there's an incentive. There is a very generous partner of CSI that has given large gifts to CSI in the past. And they said, we'll give another large gift to CSI this time. But we want to use it to try to encourage other people to join us. And they know that not everybody can give large gifts, but they're doing their part by giving a large gift. And they want to come to you and say, now, would a bunch of you give a smaller gift so that we can get this done together, so that we can work together to achieve this goal? And friends, if you do, that's going to make a world of difference. So this hour, what we need to do, this person is willing to liberate 20 slaves in one gift. Can we match those 20 slaves this hour to match that gift? 877-882-0792, 877-882-0792. If you can this hour, that's going to make a difference. 877-882-0792. Joel Vanderspeck is back with us. Joel, I encourage people to go to the website, the CSI website, because you have a lot of testimonials of people that have whose lives have been just irrevocably changed because of liberation. And I ran across this one. It was a girl by the name of Macau, and she told her story to CSI right after she crossed the border. And she has a picture up that I guess you guys have cameras when you're reaching them as well, so you're able to capture who they are.
Yeah.
She has a beautiful South Sudanese face. She has those beautiful eyes, and she's carrying her baby with her. But she recalls when the raiders came to her village back in 2000. Mm-hmm. And this is what she told the CSI worker. She said, they came at night on horses. I watched them shoot my brothers and sisters, and I saw the rest of our village flee into the bush. I assumed that they were dead. There were 4 brothers and 3 sisters. And she names all their names, which is kind of interesting because some slaves forget who they are when they're going through the brainwashing for the Muslim slave masters. But Adup, Akot, Akier, Abuk, Adut, Akuel, and me. She said, and her name is Macau. She said, I haven't seen any of them since. She said, on the way to the north, the slave raiders cut one person's throat and beat 2 others to death. Now, the fact that she saw this stuff, Joel, it just, like, as a dad, I think of the innocence of my daughter, and I think of what I don't even let her watch on television or don't want her ever exposed to. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she merely had to see this stuff is already there's something inside of me that's just like tense because of that. But then to know that the Arab in charge of them said, I don't need these people, and they treated these people this way, that had to do a significant amount of trauma to her. Then she arrives and she said, sometimes Muhammad, the slave master, forced me to pray like a Muslim. He would hold a stick above my head. What was that for? Would it be to threaten to beat her if she didn't say the prayer?
Correct.
She said, I remembered my faith in the South, and I longed to go back. She said, I hope to see my brothers and sisters again. I have good memories of them. And as long as I stay in South Sudan, I believe I'll find them. Mm-hmm. She said, as a slave, I knew one of the neighbors tried to escape once. She was caught and killed. There's just so many aspects to these mm-hmm. stories that are heartbroken, that are heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. And yet, when they get released and when you guys get them back to the liberation camp, mm-hmm. It's almost like they can't even believe that it's happened.
No, that when they hear about a slave liberator in their area, they find it hard to believe. And when they meet him, they don't trust it at first. You can imagine after being treated so horribly for so many years, physically abused, sexually abused, verbally abused, and then someone, you know, says, we're going to take you somewhere else. They have a hard time. But there's nothing for them to lose. They've faced the worst possible treatment possible. So that when the freedom comes, it's unbelievable for them. And we had the one testimony that we documented of one gal. She said she was, once she crossed the border into South Sudan, she was laughing out loud. She was just so full of joy and so full of happiness that after all of these years, her prayers for freedom were finally being answered.
Yeah. Friends, you create that opportunity when you call 877-882-0792. And if you call this hour, you could possibly create it for two people. Because, again, we have this 20-slave matching challenge this hour, 877-882-0792. Let me ask you this, Joel. We sit here this week, this college scandal broke out across the country where mm-hmm. people of enormous means, mm-hmm. celebrities and millionaires and business people and so forth that had great, great wealth already, mm-hmm. used that wealth to help basically cheat their kids' way into major universities across the land. And mm-hmm. I sit here and I look at this, and Joel, this is happening over the same time that I'm talking about people like Macau. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, Macau would be happy to simply have that goat and the sorghum grain to last for the coming year and the seeds that are in the bag of hope to plant for the son that she's nursing mm-hmm. in that picture. Like, that would be something that would be life-changing, and it costs $250.
Yeah.
One of the celebrities spent $500,000 just to get her kid in. Now, I'm not here to judge the celebrity. The courts will take care of that. My right. question is, friend, you and I see these things side by side. You see the vanity yeah. of that waste. What are we doing in the church? What are you doing? What am I doing? What are the congregations doing that we attend in the tri-state area this week in services that we go to? Are we willing to step up? Mm. Friends, we only need like one slave per every 10 churches to be liberated. That's how enormously doable this goal is. We could have one church liberate all of these slaves, but I'm not asking for that. I'm asking you. You're the one listening. God puts you near the radio today for this reason. And now another incentive has come along. Another brother or sister have come along and said, hey, if you guys can do that this hour, we're going to step up and do the same thing. We're going to match that. Friends, let's not let this go to waste. Let's not have this opportunity right in front of us to do twice as much good and then let it just fall asleep. That would be wrong. 877-882-0792. Help Macau. Help people like Macau. Help her find her brothers and sisters. Bring the slaves home. They want to go home. They want to worship God in freedom and in peace. They don't want to have sticks held above their head, ready to be snapped if they don't say the Muslim prayer. 877-882-0792. You can change that reality. You can stop that abuse. You can bring a halt to the evil that's going on if you but get involved. Will you join us? Will you do it? 877-882-0792. The McCullough family is in. Will you join us? 877-882-0792.
Enjoy an evening of incredible music as the Nyack College School of Music presents Yesterday, Today, Forever, a concert of classical, contemporary, gospel, and sacred music on the stage of David Geffen Hall, Lincoln Center on Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. This amazing program will showcase the extraordinary talent of NIAC's gifted students. Featured NIAC performers include the chorale accompanied by the string orchestra, the gospel choir, and the jazz ensemble. The NIAC College School of Music performances at Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center, and internationally are a NIAC tradition and span several generations. These performers have gone on to become composers, conductors, educators, and recording artists. Don't miss a night of great music and talent at the NIAC College School of Music's Yesterday, Today, Forever concert at David Geffen Hall, Lincoln Center on April 12th. Visit them online at niac.edu for tickets and more information. Tune in every Saturday morning at 10 for Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., and get answers to all your health-related questions. That's Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., Saturday mornings at 10 on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
Coming to theaters for 3 days only. Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy.
The Lord said to Moses, write this in a book.
A new documentary follows investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney's faith-affirming journey throughout the Middle East in search of scientific evidence that Moses wrote the first books of the Bible.
So the question is the Bible a literal story of God acting in history?
Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy. In theaters March 14th, 16th, and 19th only. For tickets, go to patternsofevidence.com/Moses.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow, featuring Mike's Giza Dream Bed Sheets. 30% off plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and use code WMCA.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. That phone number, 877-882-0792. For those of you that just called when we went to that last commercial break, thank you. Thank you for caring. Thank you for doing something about it. Thank you for not letting something else become more important. You know, a lot of times we in the Christian experience, we confuse the nodding of the head with the doing of the thing. And it's a real, you can hear these stories and you can nod your head and say, wow, that's really important. That's really impressive. But friends, until it resides in your heart and you say, okay, now I'm going to do something about that, that's where we sometimes get tripped up. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Joel Vanderspeck is my guest. And Joel, we've been telling stories and we've introduced people to two different women named Abuk. We've had the story of Adut told. We've told the story of Macau. Mm-hmm. There's a file folder full of these stories, and we're going to introduce them to another one momentarily. But the point is, when we give a gift today, we're liberating someone that's just like these women that we've been talking about.
Exactly. There's still tens of thousands, Kevin, that are enslaved. And when those that have been liberated come back home, they say to us, go back and bring those people from this awful place.
It's not enough that you liberated me. Go back and get my brothers and sisters and everyone else that's still there.
Yes. Yeah. In CSI, we're not going to stop until all of these people who have been enslaved are brought back home.
And it is a process. The negotiations take some time. There's got to be some inroads laid with the slave master and the securing of the vaccine and the putting together the bags of hope. Mm-hmm. But about 2,000 times a year, a slave gets their liberty because of CSI.
Yes.
Tell us another story, Joel.
I want to tell you about Alul Attak. She was torn away from her mother's arms by the jihadists that came and raided her village when she was just a young girl. Mm. She barely remembers what happened, but she was enslaved for over 17 years. The slave master, Muhammad, took her to his village to live with his wife and four children. She was forced into Islam. She was forced to live in the Muslim area, forced to have her name changed to a Muslim name, forced to be circumcised and to work against her own will and to sleep in the animal pens in that family compound. She endured horrific acts against her on a daily basis. She said this, "Every single day I was afraid it would be the day that they might kill me." She lived with that fear on a daily basis for over 17 years. Well, today, Alul Attak is free because of someone who stepped up to the plate in the United States and said, enough is enough. We have to free these people and bring them back home to their home communities and their families in South Sudan. And she wants to say thank you. She is so grateful for someone doing that for her.
Friends, it's just an amazing, amazing thing to watch happen. When you give a little bit of money, and considering what $250 does, I know it sounds like a lot, but it's small compared to the reward. I mean, you're giving someone complete freedom for the rest of their life. It's pennies a day for what they get out of it. I mean, it's really, when you compare it for the value of return, it is just a drop in the bucket. But when you give that someone's life, just like Alul, just like the stories we've been telling you about, are free. And that begins something brand new for them. And right now, we can do twice as much good because of a very generous partner that has already given a great deal of money to CSI, is willing to give a great deal of money more, but wants to, in the process, help encourage those of us that can't do as much as they can, but to help us understand that we play a role in this. 877-882-0792. So if we can liberate 20 slaves this hour, a partner of CSI is going to step up and liberate an additional 20. And it's just, I just don't want to leave that opportunity on the table. We could liberate 40 people today instead of fewer than that. And until every last one is free, I don't want to stop. 877-882-0792, 877-882-0792. Joel, I need to keep reminding people that CSI is an organization that's doing stuff that nobody else is. Mm-hmm. There are no other major partners that are going into and risking their safety and security like the negotiators do on behalf of CSI to go to the slave traders to say, mm-hmm. would you consider letting one of your slaves be free if we could get a vaccine for your cattle? I mean, a lot is really dependent upon these kind of underground railroad workers that CSI partners with.
Right, and we have just a small team that is performing this whole operation in South Sudan. We have a team of six there on the ground, and they're doing a marvelous work by freeing so many people. As you said, we're freeing approximately 2,000 people a year. We freed over 100,000 in the past 20 years with CSI. So we run on a shoestring budget, and the money that's given goes directly to free people with the Novitium vaccine for the exchange of a human life, and then the bag of hope, providing them all the tools that they need. It's a starter kit for life for them.
Right.
They start their own farms. They have a goat, which is the beginning of a farming economy, and they're able to live in dignity again. That's the beautiful thing.
Friends, you can make a difference when you call right now, 877-882-0792. That matching challenge in effect through the end of this hour, but you need to call now. 877-882-0792, 877-882-0792. You can also give online at am570themission.com. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, It could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. So call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEMISSION. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time.
Retired or about to? Feeling uncertain about your financial future? Here's a new opportunity to help change that. Take a leap of faith with Tradeway. Tradeway can show you how from Christians for Christians. Bring your family and friends to a two-day Tradeway event at Nyack College on March 22nd and 23rd. It's $99.95 with a full money-back guarantee. Call Tradeway to register at 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE or go to Tradeway.com. That's Tradeway.com.
Timothy Christian School in Piscataway invites you to their next preview day on Thursday, March 21st from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Timothy Christian offers a pre-K through 12th grade education with excellent academics and intentional character development, taught by caring teachers in a safe environment. They prepare your child for eternity by laying the academic and spiritual foundation needed to succeed. Visit Timothy Christian's preview day on March 21st. For more information, visit timothychristian.org. Prepare your child for college and for life.
Hi, Calvin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't you want to? Well, now is the perfect time to give our friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans a call. Home values are up, the housing market is strong, and interest rates are still low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you can possibly eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you'll deal directly with the decision makers who will save you money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this complex process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What's our family film of the week? Well, it's the animated Wonder Park, which tells the story of a magnificent amusement park where the imagination of a wildly creative girl named June comes alive.
Operation Wonder Park is a go!
They said it couldn't be done, but behold!
Who said it couldn't be done?
They.
Who's they?
It's just an expression. Don't bust me on a technicality.
Wonder Park, rated PG, in theaters March 15th. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor.
They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Everywhere I go, I change it all. Always on my road, I'm still New York.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, if you've called, I want to say thank you, 877-882-0792. If you have not yet called, I just want to ask you why. Friends, I was back on the CSI website. I've got to stop reading this thing. It's too much. Another young girl, I just want to tell you this story. A young girl named Abouk Garang. Actually, we've told a lot of Abouk stories. So it's a very common, it's like Mary.
Exactly. Yeah.
So Abouk said this when she was liberated from her jihadi captors. She said, "I was a very small girl when I was first abducted." She said, "I was shot in the back. The bullet exited through my chest and I lost consciousness. And that's not bad enough. The Arabs didn't just, you know, shoot her and then leave her. No, they bound up the wound, put her on a horse, and took her north. So while she was injured and trying to heal from that, she had to work. She was forced to learn Islam. She was forced to be circumcised. And it's more like female genital mutilation. It's not anything that's safe or even medically encouraged. She said, as a slave, I saw one day when one of the neighbors tried to escape once, she was caught and killed. She said, once the liberation came, it was night when we crossed the river Kir, K-I-I-R, into South Sudan. She said, we were afraid that if we did it during the day, we would be caught by the Arabs at the border. But the South Sudanese army welcomed us on the other side. And the CSI and all the people sang songs for us, and they asked us to sit with them. Think about that for a second. She had been enslaved for 14 years. She had never been asked to sit with her captors ever. She wasn't a person to them. But when she came home, she was invited to sit with the people that were doing the singing and the giving of the food. She was treated like a person. She said, I'm so happy and excited to be back home. This is the land of my people. Friends, someone gave a gift and made that possible for Abouk Garang Thiep. But imagine, you're just a small girl. You're shot in your back. You assume you're going to die. And then you're put literally through hell for however many years to follow. And even up to the moment you're crossing back into the South Sudan, you're in the river, you're in the water, it's nighttime, you're thinking, one wrong move, one wrong sound, I'm going to be taken back, it's all going to start again. And then you get to the other side. I personally don't think I understand just how much joy that would bring my heart, because I haven't experienced it. I can't say that I would be able to relate to that. I know what it was like to have my babies. Maybe that's the closest thing to that kind of euphoria that you could actually experience. But, Joel, I think it's so important that they have the CSI people when they come across the border, because the emotions that probably flood their systems, they're not equipped to know what to feel.
Right. And we have about 4 or 5 of these slave liberation events a year. So our team there is very well versed in how to welcome back those that have been recently freed from slavery. And we have a feast. We have, as you just said, the singing songs together, finally singing the Christian songs from their churches again after so many years. And then trying to locate their family members, and how beautiful it is to see family members reunited after so many years apart. And the tears of joy. And I created a short video of that as well that's on our website, where you can see someone who's just come back home to their village for the first time. And what a beautiful sight that is.
Friends, you make that happen. And this hour, we can make twice as much of it happen. But it requires us to give now. 877-882-0792, 877-882-0792. These stories are the powerful demonstration that those of you that have given in the past had their monies used for exactly what we told you they were used for. When Dr. John Eibner and Pastor Heidi many years ago first started having these visits with us, I know some of you were like, I've never heard of CSI. And Joel, there's a reason for that. You guys purposefully keep kind of a low profile, because while other ministries are spending money on marketing and imaging and all this other stuff, you guys are using the funds donated to actually go do the work.
Right. CSI is very much under the radar in terms of nonprofit organizations. We're pretty much the best kept secret that people haven't heard about yet and need to, because of the type of work that's being done. And I've served over 20 years with different nonprofit organizations, but I've never come across an organization like CSI doing the type of work with the small staff, small overhead, and massive impact.
No, it's incredible. And that's why my family has given for a number of years every year to what CSI is doing. And when he says a small staff, it's literally like you and Lady Patty, like in the home office, and it's Dr. Eibner somewhere, you know, going around the world talking to world leaders, but he's somewhere out there, and like it's basically you guys, and then everything that's brought in is turned right back into the resources, into the liberation, into the slave liberation, into protecting the Christians, as we told you about earlier in the year in Nigeria and other places, trying to help protect people that are under severe persecution. I've never seen an organization that is so consciously good stewards of their money and also so impactful. I mean, you talk about someone swinging above their weight class. This is like Mighty Mouse taking on Muhammad Ali and knocking him out. He's basically what it is. 877-882-0792, 877-882-0792. But friends, it's not there's so much work to be done. That's why we can't rest. There's no slack. You can't take any time off. You've got to keep pushing forward because there are tens of thousands of slaves that have not yet been liberated, and even at 2,000 a year, which is an amazing number, considering that each one of those is, and this is the thing, Joel, like there's no governments involved. This isn't some UN agreement where you sit down and get all the slave owners together and they say, OK, well, we all agree to the terms and we'll have this mass liberation. We'd love that to happen, by the way. That'd be awesome. But these are individual negotiation by negotiation, slave master by slave master, going and pleading the case and saying, hey, we'll give you this vaccine for your cattle if you release a person. And so that's a tedious and very intricate and has to be handled very smartly by the slave liberators. And that's why what they do, there's no one else doing it. Mm-hmm. They are so good at what they do, friends. You can trust the outcomes that CSI says, because that's exactly what is being accomplished. All right. We're limited on time. Only a few minutes left in the hour. When we come back, maybe one more story about someone that has been liberated. And then, friends, from now to the end of the hour, I need every phone line busy. 877-882-0792. 877-882-0792.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco and Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Moms are pretty spectacular, and our good friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds wants to help you give your mom the perfect gift this Mother's Day. That's why she's giving away a beautiful diamond and green emerald pendant in white gold worth $1,000 to a hopeful Kevin McCullough listener. To enter the Lord's Diamonds Mother's Day giveaway for your chance to win this stunning diamond and emerald pendant, and for complete contest rules, go to am570themission.com. Let Lord's Diamonds help you give your mom the best Mother's Day yet.
Your table, ladies.
Thank you so much.
So, Vicky, how have you been?
Great. It's been so long. Last time we saw each other was what? Your daughter's wedding on that yacht? What was it? The Atlantis?
Yes, the Atlantis. It was perfect for the wedding with its three decks, bridal suite, immaculate restrooms, dance floor, and state-of-the-art sound system.
The food and service was great, and I hear they bake those delicious rolls right on board.
They do.
You know, I've been trying to decide what to do for my daughter's Sweet 16 and some corporate events.
You should absolutely book the Atlantis. They do more than just weddings. Sunset cocktail parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, luncheons, and guests are able to board from several locations. Francesca was so easy to work with. Call her at 212-385-9400 or email her at events@franstouchofclass.com.
Charter the Atlantis for your event today. Call Francesca at 212-385-9400 or visit franstouchofclass.com. For a limited time, mention AM570 for a free menu upgrade on the Atlantis.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we've told you about three different women all named Abook. We've told you about a woman named Adut. We've told you about a woman named AOL. We've told you about Macau. Joel, in the final few minutes here, give us another story. And these are fresh because you were just in the South recently, and you got to interface with some liberated slaves person to person.
Yeah, I want to tell you about Akeen. And Akeen said, I barely remember my mother before I was abducted, but I do remember how she cared for me. She used to wash me, give me food, dress me so nicely. We had a beautiful farm in South Sudan. Then one day, it all came to an end when the jihadists raided our village and I was forced to go with them. Ripped from my mother's arms, taken from the fabric of my society, I was forced into a Muslim family. Akeen was beaten every single day by the master, also by the master's wife. He was only allowed to eat the leftover food from their table. But first, he said, they threw it on the floor. They threw it on the ground before he was allowed to get that food that he himself had to work so hard to even produce for the family. One day he tried to run away. The master's son, Musa, came after him on horseback and captured him. And after that, they forced him to sleep on the floor with the cattle in the animal pen. Today, Akeen is free. He no longer has to face the verbal and physical abuse, or sleep in an animal pen, or eat food that has fallen on the ground first. Akeen is living in dignity, has been able to start his own farm, thanks to the donors in the United States that have given so generously.
Well, and friends, that's the beauty of this story. You initiate a liberation story when you give your gift. You write the first chapter. You're the author of the first part of that book. When you give the gift, it doesn't happen unless you get involved. A $50 vaccine, a $200 bag of resources that include things like a goat and a tarp and blankets and gardening tools and grain to eat in the interim and seed to grow stuff for the future. Fishing supplies so that you can also have a little bit of protein with that grain. But friends, that's all in the bag of hope. That's what each liberated slave receives from CSI, from you. It's a love letter from you to them saying you are not forgotten. And friends, this is not something we can count on the world to do. This is something that God is calling the church to do. And you need to be a part of what he's doing. Where he is at work is where you want to be. 877-882-0792. One last reminder. We have a matching challenge. If we hit 20 liberated slaves this hour, a partner of CSI will also liberate an additional 20 slaves. Will you help us? We need you right now. Every phone line needs to be in operation. 877-882-0792. And if you get a busy signal, you go online to am570themission.com and give there. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you tomorrow.